This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. In November, voters chose to dissolve the school bus agency that's called Dallas County Schools. Now the Dallas School District and other school districts that use the service are trying to figure out how they're going to get kids to school next year. KERA's Stella Chavez joins me to talk about what districts are doing at this point. Stella, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here, Eric.
So Dallas School Board trustees met last week and talked about their options for providing bus service. What did they have to say?
Well, Scott Lane, who's the deputy superintendent of operations, talked about three different options that they looked at. One is that the district would contract out the services, which is what they've already been doing with Dallas County Schools. Another option is to do some sort of hybrid thing where they would contract out and do the service in-house. And the third option is to run the buses themselves. And Scott Lane says that's the best option.
So let's go through the reasons why he said that.
Well, one is they could start right away. There would be better accountability and control, and other major districts across the state already run their own bus service.
So how much would it cost for Dallas ISD to run its own bus services?
Well, that amount is still unknown. Lane says he's budgeted about $54 million to operate the bus service in-house. And here's what else we know, that there are more than 1,100 employees, of which 850 are the bus drivers. There are also about 925 buses. Another big issue is how much debt from Dallas County Schools that county taxpayers might have to take on. The DCS tax rate is going to remain until DCS debt is paid off. For example, DISD doesn't know how many buses are leased by DCS, and if that would be considered debt, that would eventually have to be paid off by taxpayers. There are also four bus service centers that DCS has that they're leasing, and they're wondering, is that considered part of the debt? Here's Scott Lane.
We don't know what we don't know, and we're meeting with Dallas County. We meet with them every week, and we're trying to work through all the issues. First, the debts and the assets. What is debt? We don't know what that's going to be. Currently, they have approximately $50 million in bond debt. They have $90 million in other debt. So is that penny going to pay for their entire debt, or is it only going to apply to the bond debt?
By the way, the penny he's referring to is the tax rate that Dallas County levies on property owners.
Now, I know there's been a lot of concern about DCS employees, including the bus drivers. And if the Dallas School District takes over the bus service, will they have jobs with the Dallas School District, and will they get paid the same rate?
DISD says it does plan to keep many current employees working for Dallas County Schools, and they'll still be able to stay in the Texas Teacher Retirement Service. Still, Trustee Joyce Foreman didn't hold back in expressing her concerns at the meeting. Here she is asking Scott Lane about it.
Do we have any idea? We say we want to match the current salary, which is fair, but we'll be taking benefits away from them. Do we have any idea how much we'll be taking away from them?
Not at this point, because
we're
looking at it right now.
Now, what about other school districts that have been serviced by Dallas County Schools, the smaller school districts in the area? What are they planning on doing?
Well, there's a dissolution committee that's been meeting to figure out how to dissolve the agency known as DCS. And each of the school districts that have been serviced by DCS have a representative on the committee. I spoke to Larry Watson. He's the interim superintendent at Cedar Hill ISD. And his district has been meeting with DeSoto and Lancaster ISD separately. And they're talking about their own transportation plans so that they don't end up competing with each other.
What's the advantage of Cedar Hill and the neighboring districts to team up instead of going to the Dallas School District?
Cedar Hill Interim Superintendent Larry Watson says it simply makes logistical and financial sense to partner with Lancaster and DeSoto ISD.
We would share the mechanics. We would share the bus storage facility. We would share the dispatch. So that simply in itself, dividing that by three, would be economically advantageous to us. Certainly, we would entertain the idea of Dallas providing that service for us if that were indeed the best choice.
So Cedar Hill and other districts aren't opposed to going with DISD, but they still have a lot of questions. They started meeting before the election to try to figure out where they stood, like how many buses do they use, how many are leased, who are their bus drivers. And they're actually planning to reach out to those drivers.
Stella Chavez, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you, Eric.